With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty urged the public to send any video or evidence of the fatal shooting of Renee Good directly to her office, despite the Trump administration assigning the investigation solely to the FBI. President Trump was asked why his administration will not let Minnesota authorities take part in probing the ICE killing of the woman.
Well, normally I would, but they're crooked officials. I mean, Minneapolis and Minnesota, what a beautiful place, but it's being destroyed. It's got an incompetent governor, fool. I mean, he's a stupid person. And it looks like the number could be $19 billion stolen from a lot of people, but largely people from Somalia. They buy their vote. They vote in a group. They buy their vote.
President Trump gathered about a dozen executives from energy companies Friday afternoon at the White House as the administration advances its efforts to capitalize on Venezuela's massive oil reserves following last weekend's raid. ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods says a lot of work must be done to make that a reality.
If we look at the legal and commercial constructs and frameworks in place today in Venezuela, today it's uninvestable. And so significant changes have to be made to those commercial frameworks, the legal system. There has to be durable investment protections, and there has to be a change to the hydrocarbon laws in the country. We're confident that with this administration and President Trump working hand-in-hand with the Venezuelan government, that those changes can be put in place.
Trump used the meeting with oil industry executives to publicly assure them that they need not be skeptical of quickly investing in, and in some cases returning to, the South American country. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is bringing relief to Ethiopia.
There's a months-long drought going on in the northern Tigray region, and conditions are getting dire. Samaritan's Purse, one of the biggest Christian relief groups in the world, is now providing water and other rations to some of the most remote villages. So far, the ministry has handed out over 64 tons of food and critical aid, including hygiene kits containing jerry cans, soap, water filtration systems, and water treatment kits. Hundreds of children got supplemental vitamins and minerals, too. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration will withdraw from dozens of international organizations, especially those that promote abortion or the LGBT agenda. The UN Population Fund, the agency that advocates for abortion, has long been opposed by Republicans, and President Trump cut funding for it during his first term. He and other GOP officials have accused the agency of participating in coercive abortion practices. SRN News. Much of Europe remains in the grip of a cold snap, with one storm hitting the UK described by meteorologists as a weather bomb. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Thousands of homes and businesses across northern France and southern England are without power. Residents facing widespread travel delays after a storm swept in off the Atlantic, bringing high winds, rain and snow to the region. The low-pressure system, named Storm Goretti, pummeled the Isles of Scilly overnight with wind gusts of up to 99 mph recorded in the archipelago off the southwestern tip of England. As the storm moved across the UK, it collided with an existing mass of Arctic air, bringing snow to northern areas and heavy rain to other areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.